I was bothered by the fact that when I was teaching engineering, my students viewed it as cut off from physics and cut off from music and cut off from business. And it was just, when they were in my class, they were just studying engineering. And so I spent huge amounts of time motivating them that, in fact, it was connected to all of these other disciplines. And that really excited them and motivated them. And that's why I started this. And so my feeling is that there's two ways to try to break down stovepipes. The first is to change the way that we organize the material, right? So this is nothing about people. This is just about the material. And that instead of organizing material just in books, right, which are themselves stovepiped, because books don't talk to each other either. All those books in all the shelves of libraries, they don't communicate. By moving away from a paper linear paper-based way to organize educational materials to a web-based system of educational materials, I think it's much easier to show these links between ideas. All you need to think about is, as an example, is go to Wikipedia and start clicking and following your curiosity, and you will find that in 5 minutes you are in a completely different zone of human endeavor or knowledge. And I think that the kids of today are used to doing this. The kids in my class, 20-year-old kids, are much more comfortable with the Wikipedia web-based clicking of following their curiosity than reading their linear textbook. And so the good news is that the kids are ready for this. Educators are not. But if we just can start to get our materials into more web-based form where we can have these interlinkages, the kids will gravitate to that very quickly.